At the Inspirational Living Podcast, we encourage entrepreneurship. But if you've ever tried to start a new business, it seems like your to-do list keeps growing every day. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out, but simplifies everything, can be a real game changer. For millions of small business owners, that tool is Shopify. 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. is powered by Shopify. Do you know why? Well, for one thing, Shopify has hundreds of ready-to-use templates that make it easy to build a beautiful online store to match your brand's style. Shopify also accelerates your content creation. They're packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. And perhaps most importantly, Shopify provides world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping, to processing returns and beyond. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Nuggets of New Thought by William Walker Atkinson, published in 1902. Life is a great school, we but tiny children, learning our little lessons, performing our little tasks, playing our little games, enjoying our little pleasures, suffering our little pains, disappointments, trials, and sorrows. I feel that we are in but the kindergarten stage of existence, learning the first lessons of life, fitting ourselves for the grander, broader, fuller life in store for us. And I feel that this little kindergarten experience will continue until we have learned its lessons well, have firmly grasped the principles designed for our baby minds. And I feel that when we have proven our ability to weave our little mats, build our little blocks, draw our little pictures, mold our little clay forms, sing our little songs, then, and not until then, will we pass into a higher grade, where we will spell out the lines of the primer of life and acquire the elementary principles of cosmic mathematics. And I feel that each little lesson must be learned thoroughly before the next step is taken. And I feel that every one of us must perform our own task, must memorize our own lesson, before we can gain the experience, can profit by the knowledge acquired in the performance of the task. We may be inspired by some brighter pupil, be encouraged by the loving sympathy of some fellow scholar, but the task is ours to perform, sooner or later, and ours is the joy of accomplishment. I believe that just as some children, while fascinated by the game task of the kindergarten, know that it is only a childish task and not the real thing of life, so may we come to a point where, while enjoying the constantly changing play of life, we will realize that it is but the training for greater things, and important only in that sense. The perception of this fact by us need not interfere with our interest in the game, need not prevent us from feeling the joy of doing, creating, working, gaining new experiences. Nor need it prevent us from playing the kindergarten games of grown-up life with a zest and interest. Not simply because we realize that we are learning valuable lessons, but because of the very excitement and joy of the game itself. When we realize just what this view of life means, we will find new pleasures in everyday life. We'll learn to laugh with childish glee at our little successes in molding the clay into the desired shape, in the clever weaving of the mat. And we will learn to smile through our tears if our little mat happens to tear in two, if our little clay sphere drops to the floor and is shattered, if the hour's work is destroyed. And we will learn our little lessons of love, of comradeship. We will learn by experience that if we lead the narrow, selfish life, we will miss the joy that falls to the lot of those who have learned to express more fully the love nature within them. We will find that love begets love, that the love nature expressed attracts to itself the love in the heart of all our little playmates. We will find that the child who carries within them a love for others and expresses that love need never want for friends or companions, need never suffer from loneliness, need never fear being left out in the cold. The true personal magnetism of the child and the grown-up consists largely of love, which never fails in its drawing power. And we will learn from bitter experience the folly of the idea of separateness from our little playmates. We'll know that standing apart brings nothing but sorrow to us. We will realize that selfishness brings nothing but pain, that giving has its pleasures as well as receiving. And we will learn something of brotherhood and sisterhood and its goodness. We will have the true democracy of the kindergarten impressed upon us. These lessons and others we will learn well before passing on. We, like the child, often wonder what is the use of it all. Fret over our unforced tasks, chafe at the confinement, rage at the restrictions, and failing to comprehend it all, indulge in complaints, protests, rebellion. And, like the child, we cannot expect to understand the whiness of it all, certainly not until we pass beyond the kindergarten stage of existence and reach the higher grades. When we begin to realize what we are, begin to be conscious of the I am, begin to know things as they are, we gradually learn to appreciate things at their true worth. And although not released from the necessity of playing out our kindergarten game tasks, we are able to, in a practical sense, stand aside and watch ourselves play them out. We know that we are gaining knowledge and are mastering our lessons, are living out and outliving our desires, are acquiring and storing up new experiences. But we value things only at their final worth and are not deceived by the apparent value of the moment. We begin to see things in their proper relations. We do not take ourselves or things too seriously. We enjoy the pleasure of the game, but we know it to be but the play and pleasure of the child. We laugh but are not deceived. We also suffer the sorrow, grief, disappointment, humiliation and chagrin of the child nature. But even though the tears are falling, we knowingly smile. We laugh with joy and cry with pain, but we know, we know. We enjoy our playthings, gifts and rewards, but we know them for what they are, we know. We play the games with the children who do not know, and well we play, but we know. Our disillusionment spoils not the sport. We play on, for play we must, knowing but enjoying. Yes, enjoying because of the knowing. We know that the child things are good, but we see them as but shadows of the good to come. We know that we cannot escape from our own good. And we know that the good is also in store for our playmates, though they know it not. And being full of love, we rejoice. We feel that the rules of the school of life are wise and good, and that though we cannot see it clearly now, infinite justice rules all, and will in the end appear. We know that promotion will be gained, just as soon as it is earned. We know that just as soon as we are able to master a task, that task will be set before us, not a moment before. And we know that no task will be allotted to us, even one moment before the possibility of its accomplishment. We know that we are being tested, trained, and strengthened day by day. That every unpleasant and disagreeable task has an important end in view. And we know that every task placed before us is in accordance with the law that takes cognizance of our powers, failings, capabilities, shortcomings, that understands us better than we do ourselves. We know that the very allotment of the task is a guarantee of our ability to perform it. We know that within us are latent powers, potential forces, hidden knowledge, which will well forth from our subconscious mind when bidden by the confident expectation of intelligent faith. And knowing these things, we are filled with courage and press forth eagerly to the tasks of the day. And knowing, we cast off all fear, worry, discouragement, and discontent. And with a smile of love on our face and the joy of faith in our heart, we greet the kindergartner with confidence and trust.